This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday. It's
Friday. That's it, we did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
All right, wrapping up my tour of Arizona here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Heading back after the show, and I'm glad that, it's been lovely for winter. I can't complain at all. I've been here when it's 120 degrees in the shade and sweating. And you're sweating so fast, it evaporates before you know you've even sweat. That's what I have to deal with sometimes in the summertime, Superdon, when I'm sent to these dangerous locations, like going to Iowa in January.
Dangerous.
Do I sound like an embedded reporter in a military zone?
You should be like Austin Powers in the movies, like, yes, I too live dangerously.
Or right? My last name could be an adverb. Robert Scott Bell dangerously. Anyway, no, it was great. We had some good times here, and in fact, we're great organic. We found some organic restaurants. And it's funny, there was an organic restaurant I ate at a year and a half ago when I was here. I was asking the guys I'm traveling with, hey, do you remember that place? It was a vegetarian place. I was able to get organic. And one of the guys was like, who lives near that area, said, no, I can't remember it. I don't remember there was an organic restaurant. I said, but there were a lot of the women in hot yoga pants. And then he immediately said, oh, yeah, pomegranates. That's right. So how does a guy's mind work? I'm just saying, being honest here, it's not the food. It was what was there at the restaurant. And we found out, had a great meal yesterday as well. So that's the fun stuff we get to do on the road.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, I do. And you know what else we love? We love Captain Morgan and Freshman Fridays.
I'm feeling really triggered about your yoga pants and women comment right now, I might need to go to my safe place.
What have I done? You know, this is a show where men are allowed to be men, and women are allowed to be women, and you know that, so you can't be triggered except into great happiness. It's like, oh, yes, I'm hanging out with some real men in addition to your lovely and wonderful real man husband, Op-Ed, who's working right now.
The realness of the men I'm surrounded by is certainly overwhelming. I'll say that.
Do you think I'm exaggerating? I think I like what Trump's doing, even if we can't agree with 100% of his policies, because there's always going to be something anybody that's a president, like, you know, maybe on the GMO issue we got questions. But the fact that he's doing real man stuff, right? He's behaving like a man instead of a wussified pretend man.
Well, I will say that the way I view what he's doing is very much the way any protective husband, parent, grandparent would behave when they're concerned about their kids and who their kids are hanging out with and who's coming over for dinner, you know? Mm-hmm. So he's locking the doors and he's putting some safeguards in place, and there's definitely room for improvement, but I agree. I think it's a good start. I think it's protective and, as you said, maybe a refreshing change.
Well, and I've said this in regard to the vaccine policy, like the moms have become the revolutionaries, the super moms, the thinking moms revolution. They've stood up and said, no more, you will not harm my children. I'm like, that's great, the mama bears, but where are the dads, right? And there are some dads in that arena, but that's the point of that fatherly protection that also needs to come into play. And, again, that's what we're seeing, but some people, snowflakes, are rebelling against that, I suppose.
The snowflakes. We should send them down there with you so they can melt doing a little hot yoga in the desert, hey?
That's true. Kapna, listen, I don't want to bombard you with taking over as we love you to do on Freshman Friday, but Super Don, I mean, am I being a little too masculine in my assessment here of what's going on?
Well, you know, listen, sometimes it can happen. I mean, we'll be honest.
Yeah.
And that's why we've got Captain Morgan to try and balance that out, I think.
Right, right. But she appreciates men being men. That's what I gather.
Well, what else are we supposed to be? Stop being a man.
You be a woman, right? So yeah. That's how I
Well,
do
you know,
it.
In this day and age, you can pick whatever, so, you know.
Hey, I did, it's true. I did a presentation at a restaurant in Tucson the other day. And I went to, you know, I had drank a lot of tea. I was like, okay, I got to hit the restroom. And I look, and there are two handicap signs on both sides. There's a door on the right, door on the left. Huge handicap signs. I was like, dude, so now they're only handicapped people can go to the bathroom? Because I didn't see a male or a female sign. I was thinking, man, they take this neutral stuff seriously in Tucson. And then I finally looked around, and I found the male and the female one, and then I figured out, okay, I know which one to go in. But at this
it's
point...
It's so confusing.
I know.
Things, right?
I saw that, and I'm like, dude, it could be that only handicapped people are allowed to go to the bathroom now. I just don't know. So anyway, that's the kind of fluidity in terms of reality we have at this point. But anyway, getting back to the freshman Friday, Captain, we got about 5 or 6 minutes. I know I've eaten up into your time. I know you've got some follow-up questions to some things we've done in the past.
Well, didn't we have a question of the day we wanted to discuss?
Yeah, we're actually going to do that in the second. We're going to double dose you on Freshman Friday. So we've got to warm up the crowd because I think you had mentioned something about more thyroid issues or something.
Right. Well, somebody wrote in asking about thyroid issues. So if we cover that in the second segment, then...
Okay,
so
well, go ahead. I had an idea, but listen, I turned this over to you, so we can do something else in the first Freshman Friday segment. What's out there lingering from a millennial or otherwise perspective?
Well, in the spirit of detoxing, I wanted to get a little bit more intel on this whole idea of sweating for detoxing. And, you know, I think it's awesome that we're focusing on detox for the month of February and loving yourself enough to cleanse yourself of what you don't need and only give yourself what you do need. Mm-hmm. So I like to sweat. I don't mind a steam room, a sauna, a good run out in the sun in 80-degree weather. But what's kind of a safe amount of sweating for detoxing? Like, a friend of mine was doing hot yoga, and I just don't think I could sit in, like, whatever that is, like 100 degrees for a whole hour. Like, I would be a puddle. I would be so dehydrated I'd need an IV after that.
Oh, I agree. I think the question is a good one. And the answer is you can never sweat enough. And as I say that, though, it goes to what you said about the issue of dehydration. You can sweat too much if you're not replenishing the fluids and the minerals. Then it becomes problematic. But if you plan accordingly and know you're going to engage in an activity where you are doing a lot of sweating, then by all means, you've got to have that water bottle with you. You can actually put a little Celtic sea salt or mineral salt in there as well to replenish the minerals. You don't have to go through a high fructose corn syrup, artificially colored Gator drink to do that. So there are simple things you can do. So I think the key is if you're going into a 1 hour hot yoga, sweat like till you drop or you're already dropped on the floor doing it, then by all means you want to prehydrate and you want to continue to hydrate through that hour or immediately following, because people will pass out and it can be dangerous if you didn't plan accordingly.
Now, people say that if you sweat easily that it's a sign that you're healthy. Is that true?
You know, I can't give a definitive on that. I don't think, because we're all metabolically different. And why does it take someone a lot more, effort and exertion and heat to actually start sweating? Now, there are some people that have lower body temperatures, and this also can play into what you're going to ask. We'll talk next hour about the thyroid. And so elevating the body temperature in someone like that from a 97 instead of a 98.6 on up, it may still take all that getting it up to the 99, the 100 level where your body's going to start to sweat. So it may take longer in that case. That's one possible explanation. But everybody's different. Now, if they're in that mindset, if you remember those old commercials, Superdon, I think this was before Captain Morgan's time, never let them see you sweat. It was an advertisement.
Antiperspirant. Deodorant of some sort, yeah.
Yeah, an antiperspirant, which, of course, these are all aluminum-based toxic
In fact, I may be mistaken. I believe it was Right Guard, wasn't it?
It may have been Right Guard. Right Guard for women, right? And this is different than men in speed sticks, if you remember that. Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman, right? Those kind of things. You remember those. But the idea is that you're not prohibiting your body from sweating by stopping it with these over-the-counter antiperspirants. That's a very dangerous thing. The idea is love yourself. Love yourself enough, as you say, Cap Morgan, to sweat, to allow yourself to sweat and be proud of the fact that you can. Now, if your sweat is extra smelly, there are issues regarding sometimes endocrine hormonal issues. Other times it's toxins, right? If you have ever been through a far infrared sauna session and, you know, you're really at the beginning stages, there's some things that can come out that you're like, wow, that didn't smell too good. You get clean enough. I remember in the book Mutant Message from Down Under, they talked about this Western woman who went out into the outback and did a major walkabout, and the Australians there, the Aborigines, said she smelled so rotten they actually buried her in the sand up to her neck, and they detoxed her that way just to get all the toxins and poison out. So there are many ways to do that, including, maybe not the recommended way to go to the outback and get buried up to your neck, but it's been done.
It's interesting. I've never heard of sand as a detoxifier, but okay. What was this infrared sauna that you were talking about, and why is that better or different than a regular sauna?
Well, the wavelengths of infrared, far infrared, near infrared, it penetrates below the skin into the fat cells particularly, and that's where a lot of toxins are held. That's where a lot of the heavy metals are held. And so if you can deeply penetrate with these warmth waves, so to speak, in that wavelength, it can cause a deeper level cleanse, a deeper level sweat, to really lower the burden, reduce the burden, because this is the month of detox on the liver and the kidneys. And, you know, by doing that, by triggering this passageway, because your largest excretory organ is technically your skin, not your liver, even though the liver is most functional in terms of internal detox. But the skin is a compensatory detoxifying organ, and you will, when you sweat, throw out not only minerals, but hopefully toxins if you do it right. And that's why the infrared technology is so fantastic. And if it's not already available, our buddy Paul Barrettero is making an extraordinary new form of detox sauna available through Echo. And you can go to robertswater.com. It'll link over there, and you can download the ebook on the molecular hydrogen as well. Listen, we're out of time, but we've got more with Captain Morgan coming up next hour. Also, Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution. We're going to continue a whole body detox as well.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body. Yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, could the New York Post be siding with Tom Brady of the Boston area, New England Patriots? Because New Yorkers don't like Bostonians. That's at least what I hear in sports world, Superdon.
Yes.
Yes, there's an article here about eating vegetable oils could lead to fatigue, migraines, and dementia. How dare they side with Tom Brady? Because wasn't that Tom Brady saying, I'm not even cooking with olive oil, I'm only using coconut oil?
Right.
This is like, I almost should have played, the I told you so on this one. But I thought, hey, man, it's a sports week, and Tom Brady doesn't have a theme song here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So we'll just discard that for the moment. And
is that your passive-aggressive way of saying that you want a Tom Brady thing?
No, because that would mean we'd have to call you out because you don't have a theme song for when we ask you for a theme song. And so I wasn't going to bring that up.
I haven't done that yet. Yeah, that's true.
It's got to be like the annoying thing. Why, oh, why does Captain Morgan and Robert always ask me for a theme song? That'll be the theme song or something. So we won't do that for you. No, we'll be nice to you today. Let's see. Right. So, remember, the 20th century was rife with political, economic, medical corruption. They wove it all together. And the so-called heart attack epidemic, they were worried about, they said, oh, it's the fat. get rid of the fat, the saturated fat, the butter, the, you know, that kind of thing. And so everybody went to vegetable oils, or at least they tried, or even worse than that, motor oil with margarine and polyunsaturated fats. They were cooking with these things, and they were altering them through heat, and they would break down into trans fats. And these were pro-inflammatory fats to begin with. And so now, just now, they're going, oh, maybe Tom Brady is right. I know that it's not what it says in here, but since we're a Super Bowl week, we'll never skip an opportunity to bring some sports analogies together with us now. And so The acknowledgement of high-fat diets being good for you when the fat is healthy, balanced, and doesn't break down, especially if you're cooking with fats. So I know I like a good stick of butter as much as the next guy. Super Don, how about you?
I'm a big fan. Absolutely. Always. Go for the real thing, not the fake stuff.
But wasn't it a refreshing thing over time when we realized we were lied to about margarine and stuff, and we went back to butter and went, man, let's throw it on there. And then some people were freaking out.
Well, you know what? Intuitively, I've never been a margarine person. I just, look, yuck. Yeah. I mean, it's like wax on my toast. You know, it's like, no. I've always enjoyed real butter.
Well, see, you have an ability to listen to your cells better than most. And that's the thing. You're just a great communicator, right? And that's an evidence there when you said, you know what, margarine, not happening for me. So this is a family physician based in Denver who has a degree in biochemistry and genetics. And he has built a career apparently about bucking the nutritional norm. So sounds like a good guy to me. And he's recommending eating based on animal fats and proteins along with traditional healthy foods such as vegetables and nuts. I mean, how outrageous. A doctor is saying this, right? Animal fats. And even if you don't do animal fats, saturated fat is also important for you. So you can get it with the medium chain triglycerides. Try to say that three times fast. In the coconut oil. So I didn't know that this doctor was... She has a fan in Kobe Bryant. So that's another sports analogy. Kobe's evidently took on the high fat kind of thing, the healthy fats, and got rid of the vegetable oils and sugars, which is what we should be doing. So, there you go.
That's my man, Kobe.
Yeah. Were you a Kobe Bryant fan?
Oh, dude. I've been a Lakers fan for years and years, back to Magic Johnson days.
Yeah. Do they have a chance anymore? I mean, they've been a pretty sucky team for a while now.
They kind of sucked for a while. I haven't followed them real closely. But, you know, they'll come back around. Okay. You know how that works.
Yeah, I just hope that polyunsaturated fats and margarine don't come back around, because then we're all in trouble.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. Yeah,
you think we're over that?
I think so.
Okay.
There's just too much science. And listen, you know, we blew this whole thing open with the whole fat scam.
Yep.
Came out on the Jerry Doyle show, as a matter of
fact. And hello to Jerry Doyle on the other side. I know you're still with us, so thank you for that. But this is another one of those where Jerry's cheering us on. From the heavenly realm. Listen, folks, if you love your butter and ghee and saturated fats and coconut oil, they're actually very beneficial for you. If you can't digest them properly, that's a problem with your digestive system, not the fats. We've got to correct. And like we talked about with Not a Doc, Christopher Barr, we talk about the CanGest is a great option from Alta Health Products. Digestive enzymes to get you through the crisis in the interim, but there's always another step in healing, and part of that healing needs good, healthy fats. So, all right, fats where it's at. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to talk about a CDC scientist who claims that all mercury is bad. Whoa, this is a shocker. I wonder how long he'll be working. And a Lyme disease issue as well. So stick with us. Lots more healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Super Don, that last segment talking about fats got me hungry again.
You got the munchies now because we're talking about fat.
Totally. You know, the thing is, you've challenged me because I, you know, all week in Arizona here, I've had access to some good organic places, and one of them was this organic restaurant that's Italian, and I keep having like Thai spice dishes, right? With
quinoa. Yeah, that's not Italian. You're doing it wrong.
So the other day, I did. The same dish that I was telling you about, but with pasta. So I'm thinking, does that count? Is that count enough? Because, like,
no.
It doesn't. But no. There was pasta in it.
Yeah, no, that's weak. This is not measuring up to what we were talking about.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. Yesterday I ordered a calzone, but they didn't have calzones. I thought, what kind of Italian place is this, not having a calzone? I thought,
So you finally go to take the leap,
yeah.
and then they don't have it.
But okay. The good news is that I ordered a small organic pizza just so I could say to Super Don that indeed I went to the Italian place, even though I really was craving more Thai food, Thai spices, because I didn't want to catch hell from you, my friend, that I actually had a little bit of the organic pizza. And
so how was the pizza?
It was yummy and delicious, as pizza should be. And,
nice.
Of course, when I have pizza, it tends to be organic. You know that, whether I make it at home or whether I find an organic pizza place, because, you know, I'm an American through and through, and we Americans, we love our pizza. And I just had to give up on the toxic, glyphosate-laden, non-organic pizzas, and that's okay. But it's a little bit harder when you're on the road to find a real organic one. So when you do, I agree. I couldn't say no. Finally, I broke down, and I had one.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Well, I live to be... prided over by Super Don, so thank you for that. Okay, so that's the good news for the day, delicious stuff. I'm going to go to some non-delicious stories because we got to cover them. This one's about the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. We call them the CDC. An article here, and you can link through the show notes, robertscottbell.com, naturalblaze.com. They have one. It's headlined, CDC Scientist Study Says Neither Form of Mercury Is Safe. What? Right? Because I don't know if you remember this, but a lot of times when we talk about mercury and thimerosal, and this happens with the pseudo-skeptics, the skeptics that you love so much, Super Don, they'll say, well, that's a different form of mercury. Methyl mercury is bad, but ethyl mercury in a vaccine, that's different. It's not the same, right? And they'll try to throw that at you and go, well, see, you don't know because I'm the science guy, right? Well, it turns out one of the CDC's own scientists revealed that methyl mercury, which is the one you know about in fish, right? And then ethyl mercury, which is the one they find in medical products like flu shots and tetanus vaccines, and sometimes as a preservative in ear drops and nasal sprays, are similar in their toxicity to humans. So there isn't a distinction between methyl mercury and ethyl mercury when it comes to the disruption of central nervous system development and function, something that Dr. Batar has been saying forever. We've been saying forever, but the skeptics will say, well, you know, there's mercury in a banana or something. I don't know if there is or not, but they'll say it.
Aluminum is what they usually go for. Formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde, right. Exactly. You're
yes.
right. But it's
right.
like they're
right.
going to say it's in a banana, and you're going to go, oh, well, only if you stick the banana in the tailpipe, then maybe. But the thimerosal is extremely toxic, and that's the preservative. And they claim it's not in vaccines anymore, but as I mentioned, it's in the tetanus, it's in the flu shot, but it's in tracer amounts in all vaccines because the subcomponents are all preserved with mercury. So you can't tell me there's such a thing as a mercury-free vaccine. There never will be. That's why the whole paradigm is dead on arrival. We just don't want your children to be dead on arrival because we've seen the link between sudden infant death syndrome following massive injections of these childhood vaccines because you go for your dutifully bound well baby visit and come out with a not well baby. So ethyl mercury is even more destructive to mitochondria and cells than methyl mercury. So again, this is now coming from their own CDC. So what are they going to have to do? Excommunicate the study and the person that did it? Ethel Mercury.
I'm sure they're going to say that there's something wrong with it. I mean, you know, that's just. And the thing is, if the scientists say, "Oh, there's something wrong with that study," then that's supposed to be the end of it, right there.
Right. Yeah. We've said it. Don't look anymore. Science is not about questioning and experimenting and duplicating experiments. No, it's about shutting down to religious dogma, you dunderheads. All right. The ethyl mercury in thimerosal does not leave the body as quickly as the CDC once claimed, but is metabolized into highly toxic neurotoxic forms. It's again what we said. Ethyl mercury, methyl mercury, it doesn't frickin' matter. If you're going to inject it into your body, much less eat it in your body, what we say the advantage of eating it, if it's in fish, you have some fighting chance if your epithelial barrier is intact in your gastrointestinal system, because there are substances that will bind and keep it in the GI tract and move it on through. But that's not true when you inject it. So, again, these failures on the part of those who are claiming that ethyl mercury in a vaccine is somehow safer than eating methyl mercury, which I don't want you to do either. But remember, if you do happen to have fish with mercury, make sure you take extra selenium or eat them with organic strawberries. The health ranger has found out that the fibers in those strawberries are really good sopper uppers. That's a scientific term, Super Don. Sopper uppers.
Sopper uppers, yeah.
No, sopper okay. uppers. They sopper, sop it up. They sop uppers. Up the mercury and carry it on through. They're non soluble fibers. They won't be digested and absorbed, so that's a great way to go. Let's see what else we got here on this. Both ethyl and methyl mercury cause DNA damage or impair DNA synthesis. That's from a 2006 duplicated in a 2008 and 2012 paper. Both cause oxidative stress, creation of reactive oxygen species. Both decrease glutathione activity. Both ethyl mercury and methyl mercury cause effects on cell division by damaging the spindle apparatus during mitosis. I mean, these are all fairly recent studies here. Both ethyl and methyl bind to amino acid cysteine. Not good. Both strongly inhibit the recyclation of arachidonic acid, thus inhibiting the reincorporation of this fatty acid into membrane phospholipids. So that's going to damage what? The membrane integrity of all of your cells. Both cause an increase of NOS, causing an overproduction of nitric oxide. Both disrupt glutamate homeostasis. Both alter intracellular calcium homeostasis. And both cause effects on receptor-binding neurotransmitter release involving one or more transmitters. Again, neurological communication within the body. This is not minor stuff, boys and girls. The ethyl mercury that they're injecting is just as devastating as the methyl mercury they say you're eating in fish. I hope that is clear now. For those of you that still believe the CDC has a modicum of integrity, there are scientists in there trying to do good work, and we'll try to spotlight them, and hopefully they won't get shut out or fired in the meantime. So, pretty clear, Super D? I hope.
Crystal.
All right. Not mercury, yes. But crystal. Remember removing mercury, selenium-dependent, homeopathic detox and stuff. We've got Dr. Frank King coming up. We'll do some total body detox a little later in the show. Let's see. What else we got here? Oh, a great article by Jeffrey Jackson, picked up by Health Impact News. New Lyme vaccine pushed. Same vaccine corruption revealed. So, Super D, have you ever run into somebody with Lyme disease? I know we've talked about it over the years here, but do you have any personal contact?
No. Okay. I can't think of anybody that I've run into that.
Well, I've dealt with this a lot because I deal with a lot of doctors that treat Lyme, and certainly we encounter a lot of patients who are suffering this way. Now, I want to remind y'all, when we did advanced medicine within the last couple of weeks, I think we brought up Lyme disease with Dr. Batar, and he said the same thing in his clinic. He's able to reverse it without even necessarily saying, we're going out to kill Lyme disease, right? Because it's a systemic terrain disorder. And some people are more vulnerable to others to opportunistic infections. And we perceive that this Lyme is an opportunistic. Because not everybody that gets bit by a tick suffers with the same scenario, right? This is a very important distinction, that Lyme disease is not an exception to the rule. Some people think it is. It's not. It works within the same guidelines of all of creation. If a person is weak, debilitated, their immune system is corrupted, it's going to have an easier opportunity of taking hold and proliferating and creating all the more burden that was, well, in addition to whatever was there that preceded it. And I love Jeffrey's article because he starts, like nobody does in media, with the Flexner Report. You know, we talk about the establishment of the corruption of politics and business, government, and all of that with medicine. And it took a back seat, made real healing take a back seat because they tried to wipe it out. So everything became attack the germ. How can we develop toxic poisons to attack the germ, or toxic vaccines to develop antibodies artificially to prevent something from manifesting, whether it was good for us to do that or not? And then the manifestation of the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act in 1986, because the vaccine manufacturers were threatened to pull out of the American marketplace, which wasn't a true marketplace, it was already a monopoly. And so all of this has laid the groundwork for the 21st Century Cures Act. Within the act, there's a strong emphasis on development of a vaccine for Lyme disease. Now, whether it's needed or not, we would recognize that it is not needed because any vaccine creates a burden, a detrimental impact on your immune system. It doesn't strengthen immunity. Even if they were to somehow develop an antibody that would identify the Borrelia spirochete, that's where it is, Borrelia burgdorferi is the name after the guy who discovered it, it's not going to be sufficient if your immune system is shot because of all the substances that were put in, antibiotics, chemos of all kinds, that have depleted immunity over a lifetime. And in the case of children suffering in this way, of course, we're talking transgenerational, the weaknesses that are going from mom to kid to mom to kid, that kind of thing. We're seeing a degradation over time, hence the advanced chronic disease states of younger and younger children each generation, with the millennials and postmillennials being much more vulnerable to vaccination into the autism spectrum. Or even more devastating things like sudden infant death syndrome. So these are some things to consider. And the Lyme disease, Lyme is real, but the way to address it, including saturating your tissues with silver hydrosol, it's only one part of it, activating the immune system against the microbe, but rebuilding the entire function of the body, restoring detox pathways, restoring integrity of the gastrointestinal system, and of course then the recovery of the immune system will be complete, and your move to the dark side will have been completely reversed. How's that?
Little Star Wars reference. Nice.
I couldn't help myself.
Yes.
So anyway, well, that's it. You know, hey, are we coming up on Valentine's Day soon?
We are.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, we've entered February detox month, so I've asked Super Don to scour the news cycle and see if there's a really cool Valentine's gift we can recommend for all of our lovelies out there listening to us right now. So check it out. Links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. Back after this.
Robert Scott Belson.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system?
Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ah, vitamin L. Super Don, you're making me feel all romantic. No, don't get any wrong impressions. Not
all
for
right.
You.
Yeah, that sounded weird.
I love you like a brother. You know that. But no. But romance is in the air because guess what? It's almost time for Valentine's Day, that greeting card holiday that makes everybody spend a lot of money on things that they probably don't want or need. Except for this, Super Don. For those of you non-vegetarians out there, there's a great gift. Nothing says, I love you, especially a paleo, I love you, like flowers made from... dried out beef.
Good. Yes. Dried beef.
I have a bouquet of dried beef. Thank
That's
you.
Perfect.
Thanks, honey.
Absolutely perfect. Now, listen, last week it was hissing cockroaches. And so I think this is a step up. There is a company out there called Say It With Beef.
All right.
And they have put together a bouquet of roses that are made entirely out of beef jerky.
Okay, is this for a dog or is this for a human?
No, this is literally for a human. And I mean, the visual on this is great. They've done, I think, just a brilliant job of taking beef jerky and making it look like roses. I mean, this is actually very cool.
Right.
I think it's cool.
Now, are they going to do one like with bacon? I mean, because you know that's the next logical step for the meat lovers. Yeah, I do. I get
this, right?
It says I love you for bacon lovers, right? Don't give that one to a Muslim or a devout Jew. Not kosher. For
a bouquet of pork rinds. Yes, yeah. That'd be great.
Really?
But,
I just don't know. I mean, you could like, honey, look what I got you. Beef jerky? Really? I mean, this is, I don't know if you
can. Well, you know what? She might appreciate the beef jerky roses more than a bowling ball or a vacuum cleaner or something, right?
Well, what if you have a rose etched in the bowling ball? I don't know about the vacuum cleaner, but...
How about a bowling ball made out of beef jerky? Now, that would be something, right?
Oh, my God. That's a meatball.
But anyway, listen, I mean, you know, these are... They're gimmicky things, but, I'm sure there are some people out there that, they get flowers and candy every year. You show up with some beef jerky,
This is really, our vegetarians are feeling left out right now. What can we make the bouquet out of, to make everybody happy? An eggplant. Carved an eggplant.
An eggplant, right? You could probably go. Yeah, well, you can get pretty creative with vegetables as far as, making flowers.
True.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, edible arrangements. That's cool. So if you're
seen vegetarians, that with, like, hatches and stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my idea. Here, honey, look what I got you. It's a vacuum cleaner. No, honey, look, I vacuumed some roses. There's roses in there. They've been vacuumed up. So there you go.
I don't think that's going to work.
Not good. Don't listen to Robert Scott Bell when it comes to gift ideas on Valentine's Day. You'll end up in the doghouse eating beef jerky with Sparky. I don't know. So are you over the years, have you done something on Valentine's Day, or have you been a cad me and just not done really well on that?
Well, it just all depends.
What does it depend on?
Am I
getting too personal? I'm sorry.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah? No, you're not going anywhere with this. I can see. Yeah. I've been told don't get flowers. It's a waste of money, right? So maybe I can bring a tomato in from the garden because she loves tomatoes.
Yeah.
I think, one of the things that
tomatoes are red, that would work.
Yeah, I won't carve it. But the other thing is making a meal for your sweetheart, right? That's often the greatest thing, especially if all they do is cook, because you eat clean organic food and you can never go out to eat. Although, now I'm thinking, there's that new restaurant that has that chef that was running the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando. Oh, okay. Now I'm thinking out loud. Nobody listen. Shh. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet, but I'm having some ideas.
Is she listening right now?
When I'm out of town, sometimes she doesn't. She listens more like when I'm in town. So we'll see. All right. So I'm getting some ideas here. Thanks, Superdon, for that. Now I'm actually thinking creatively, proactively, beyond vacuum cleaners, so I won't be in the doghouse.
I will take all. Yeah, I will take all the credit.
You will. Are you going to take a movie, maybe? Go out to a movie?
That's so cliche, though.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, well, listen, next hour we got Dr. Frank King. We'll bring this topic up, but Total Body Detox coming up. We got Freshman Friday Part 2, question of the day related to millennials and thyroid. We've got major news on Trump and the EPA as well, so all you environmentalist earth muffins, will give you a different perspective that even RFK Jr. agrees with. But for now, remember this. We'll be back after the news, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our gold and silver investors guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.